This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, February 25th. God's word to you today is The Exchange, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Job 42, verses 5 to 6, and it says, I had only heard about you before, but now I have seen you with my own eyes. I take back everything I said, and I sit in dust and ashes to show my repentance. Sometimes we cannot see very far. We tend to argue with God. We look at our lives and we question God's heart and his goodness. Why did you not do this? And why did you not answer that prayer? If I were you, you know I would have answered these prayers. Job was in a similar situation, but when God answered him, we can see Job's realization in today's scripture reference. The truth is this, that when God shows you his plans for your life, like Job, you will say, I am sorry, sir. I pray that God will show you that you can genuinely sit and repent before him. There are many things that would happen to you that would appear like a setback, that will appear like you're written off. Listen, God is just setting you up for glory. However, most times we go through these situations and we question God. But God is saying, I know the plans that I have for you, the plans of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. This is according to Jeremiah 29, verse 11. The ultimate beauty for ashes, at least to me, is when we are raptured and this earthly body changes to a heavenly body. I'm so looking forward to it, and I hope it happens in my lifetime. Imagine you're just walking and then the trumpet sounds. Then this body that is prone to headaches, sicknesses, and all sorts of attacks for which we have to keep receiving healing changes to a glorious body. What a day that will be. Even our loved ones that have gone to be with the Lord will be changed from their graves and they will resurrect. What a day that will be. It is something to look forward to. In fact, God wants us to look forward to it. If you're not looking forward to it, then you need to realign. If you're not sure what will happen to you if rapture happens today, then you need to sort it out today. Do not put it off. You need to be sure, because what is the point of having beauty for ashes in your finances? As God says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? This is according to Mark 8, verse 36. God is trading his beauty for your ashes. What a bargain. He says, bring your ashes and I will give you my beauty. God is trading his beauty for our ashes, and he is doing it in every area. We go through just a few. I will encourage you to locate beauty in God's word that speaks to whatever ashes situation in your life and take it to God in faith. I pray that God will exchange your ashes for his beauty in Jesus' name. God is giving us fruitfulness for barrenness. For everyone trusting God for a physical child, your children are here in the name of Jesus. Please read 1 Samuel 1, verses 19 to 20. God will remember your plea and every heartfelt prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Samuel came from a story of ashes to beauty. For you, it may not be physical fruitfulness. It could be mental or intellectual or relational fruitfulness. God will give you beauty for ashes in the name of Jesus. God will give you fruitfulness for barrenness. Beauty for ashes. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for a crown of beauty for ashes. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me fruitfulness for barrenness. I am fruitful and I multiply. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.